Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
An awesome and amazing day, and welcome to this super show. I am so excited to be here to share with you the joy of transformation. And when we talk about transformation, friends, we are talking about getting healthy at a cellular level. And one of the amazing side effects of getting healthy at a cellular level is we lose our fat. 16 years ago, I was in pain. I was bone on bone in my knees. My shoulder was injured. It was very difficult to do any type of exercise. I had 10 years been on yo-yo diets and roller coaster, weight gain, weight loss, weight gain, weight loss, same as you have. I tried all the same diets that you did. I tried all the same exercise programs that you did. And I found out that every diet works for a minute. That's right. They all work for a minute, right? If you're on a cabbage soup diet, you're going to lose some weight. If you're on the Atkins diet, you're going to lose some weight. If you're on the South, any, all these diets, you're going to lose some weight. Unfortunately, what I found out, because the last diet I went on, I lost 5 pounds and I looked at my scale and I got happy. But then I went and checked and it was 5 pounds of muscle. Ouch. Ouch. I lost 5 pounds on the scale and I found out it was all muscle that I lost. I lost zero fat, so I weighed less and I looked worse. The worst possible scenario, right? But what I found out on all the other diets I had tried, every time I lost weight, I assumed it was fat, but it was not fat. It's a myth. All of these weight loss programs cause us to lose water, which we need our healthy hydration. They cause us to lose muscle, which we need that healthy muscle because that's what keeps our metabolism high that allows us to metabolize the food that we do eat, and muscle looks good, and it causes positive chemical reactions in our body. So what happened was I realized all weight loss is not the same, and that's why weight loss is a myth. Weight loss is a myth. You can go sit in a sauna and lose 10 pounds of water and be less healthy. But we can deceive ourselves by getting on that scale and thinking, oh, good, I lost 10 pounds. Hey, you just lost 10 healthy pounds, and you lowered your metabolism. So now when you start eating normal food again, you're going to gain your fat back faster than ever. Isn't that what happens to all of us? We go on a diet, we lose weight, and next thing we know, we gain it back faster, and a lot of times we gain back more than we lost. And how does that happen? It's very scientific how it happens. Our metabolism drops when our muscle drops. 5 pounds of lean, healthy muscle will eat 50 pounds of fat every year for the rest of your life. So how important is it to keep the muscle we have? It's so important that it causes your metabolism to stay up. And if you actually gain 5 extra healthy lean pounds of muscle that maybe you've just lost throughout life, you can increase your metabolism by 170,000 calories a year with just 5 lean healthy pounds of muscle. Well, I have great news for you. 16 years ago, I developed 10 technologies, 10 simple steps, 10 things that when you do these 10 things, these 10 technologies, it is like just as simple as flipping on 10 light switches, friend. But just picture yourself standing in front of a huge bank vault and you have the 10 number combination. And when you hit that 10th number and you open that vault, inside is optimal health at a cellular level. And bonus is your true genetic blueprint. That's right. You get to see what you really look like. You can go on my website, johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. Go on my website and you can see a picture of me from 25 years ago. And I am so happy to share with you that I am healthier and stronger and more well than I was 25 years ago. That's great news for all of us, friends. It's great news for all of us. And my beautiful bride, who was 191 pounds non-pregnant, that's right, 191 non-pregnant, take a look at her on johnjubilee.com. We get to share the John Jubilee transformation experience with you. An experience that for 16 years, I have never gained back a pound. I'm in optimal health at a cellular level. I haven't been sick in 16 years because it's really hard to make a healthy cell sick. So when we get healthy at a cellular level and we truly get hydrated at a cellular level, and 90% plus of Americans are dehydrated. That's why we have a diabetic epidemic in our country. But you can get healthy at a cellular level. Transformation is about getting healthy at a cellular level, uptaking your healthy hydration, and I'm talking about really getting the water into the cell, not just drinking water that will not hydrate you. That's only step one. Most water bounces off of a cell like water hitting a marble. But my 10 technologies cause that cell to become porous like a sponge. And then I move those sponges around in your body and get your body to uptake that hydration at a cellular level. And I have been able to help almost 5,000 people over the past 16 years to get healthy at a cellular level. And I want to thank Dave Ramsey, one of America's heroes. Dave Ramsey sat me down about 6 years ago, knee to knee, nose to nose in his office. And he said, John Jubilee, you have to go full time in health and wellness. You are going to change the world. You will be to health and wellness and fitness what I am to finance. What you're doing for these people is profound. You have to do it. And I looked at Dave Ramsey and said, Mr. Monetize It? Really? You're telling me to leave a 21-year successful career? And he said, yes, John, absolutely. You have to do this. And I believe in it so much, I'm going to give you my staff, my department heads to build your business plan. And I honor him and I thank him to this day. I'm here to help 5,000 people and thousands more to get healthy at a cellular level because Dave Ramsey believed in me enough to give me that great gift so that I can be here for you. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. Stay with me through the break.
He is John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
It's what you should do. Michael Del Giorno, weekday mornings at 9 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day. I am so excited to be here with you today. I'm going to be talking about a topic today about choosing your thoughts, choosing your thoughts and the power of your thoughts. You know, myself, 16 years ago, when I went through my transformation experience, I had to change some of my thinking. You know, obviously, I had yo-yo dieted. I certainly had a thought that I wanted to be healthy. I certainly had a thought that I did not want to be fat. But I did not have a corresponding action, and I really didn't have a deep enough belief system. I didn't have a deep enough thought that I really was willing to have a corresponding action with. And part of what got me thinking in the right way and realizing that I had the power to choose my thoughts. I really had the power to choose my thoughts. And there were a few things that impacted me dramatically. We have 7 children, 4 boys, 3 girls. Children will impact our thoughts. Grandchildren will impact our thoughts. And one of my profound thoughts that moved me to action was the thought that I wanted to be a participant in life with my children and my grandchildren. I did not want to be a spectator. And you all know what I'm talking about. We want to get out there and play in the backyard and play on the field with our kids, with our grandkids. We want to get out there and take them to a park and participate with them. We don't want to be sitting on a bench watching our kids play, right? We don't want to take them to an amusement park and not be able to go on those rides with them. We don't want to be sitting there, like the old granny and grandpa. Come on. We don't have to do that. And one of my thoughts that I chose was I want to be a participant in the lives of my children and in my life. I didn't want my wife to ever have to worry about being a widow, as most women do become widows. Because, guys, we just die too early because of those bellies. That's right. Reach down there, men, and grab that belly. Put your hands on your belly. Now, if you can see your hands and your hands are in front of your chest, for every 1 inch your hands are in front of your chest, sitting on your belly, you are going to meet Jesus 5 years early. That's a guarantee from the American Heart Association. That's right. It's a real simple statistic for men. Every 1 inch a man's belly is bigger than his chest. The American Heart Association says you are going to meet Jesus. Actually, they don't say meet Jesus. They say die. They say die. I'm trying to soften it a little bit for us, guys. You're going to meet Jesus 5 years early. We don't want to do that. You don't want to make your wife a widow. You don't want to leave those grandkids without a grandpa. Come on. And girls, hey, same goes for you. It's even more debilitating for a woman. When you have that belly fat, just picture what 5 pounds of fat actually looks like. 5 pounds of fat is a little bit bigger than a loaf of bread. So picture a loaf of bread, now a little bit bigger. That's what 5 pounds of fat looks like. And if you would take that 5 pounds of fat and put it up against your nose and mouth, what would happen? You'll suffocate, right? Of course you would. That's what's happening to your organs right now. Your organs are suffocating with that fat on top of them. So we want to get rid of that fat. Have you noticed on television, there's almost no smoking cessation commercials. There's no more of those quit smoking commercials. Guess why? Because fat will kill us faster than smoking. Fat will kill us faster than smoking. Hey, we've got a caller. We're going to take a caller right now. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to the show. Do I have Bill on the show?
Hello, are you there?
Hey, there he is. Hey, Bill,
okay,
welcome to the show.
Sorry about that. Hey, Mr. Jubilee, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I'm a transformer. I just finished up my 4-week evaluation this week. I just wanted to call in and share my results.
Well, thank you. Well, tell me about it.
I lost 28.6 pounds of fat.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Let's do this. Let's do it one step at a time. Wait a minute. Bill, you lost 28.6 pounds of fat in 4 weeks?
Yes.
Wow. All right. That is spectacular. Now,
I gained 3 pounds of muscle and 2.6 pounds of hydration.
Fantastic.
I gained 1/2 inch on my arms and lost 9 inches.
Wow. So how much did you lose in your waist?
4 inches.
4 inches in your waist in 4 weeks. Now, Bill, let's get in a time machine and let's go back in time just 4 weeks. Now, when you started 4 weeks ago, did you really think it was possible to lose almost 30 pounds of fat in 4 weeks?
No, I had no idea.
And 4 inches on your waist, did you think that was possible?
No, definitely not.
Okay. Now, Bill, I'm just gonna say, if I wasn't in this every day, I would say this to you, and I just want to hear your response. I'd say, come on, now that just sounds too good to be true.
It does sound too good to be true, but it's true. It's the truth. I mean, I've got the measurements to prove it.
I mean, come on, 4 inches in your waist in 4 weeks. That sounds too good to be true, Bill.
Yeah, I know.
But you're telling me you put a real tape measure on your belly and you really lost 4 inches in 4 weeks.
Yep, I definitely did.
Wow. And how do you feel?
I feel wonderful. It's amazing.
And
I've still got a ways to go, but I'm getting there.
Okay. Now, Bill, if I'm a listener, I got to be thinking, wow, man, this guy must be working out really hard, really hard. Maybe 3 hours, 4 hours a day, every day, just sweating like a wild man. Is that what's going on?
No, definitely not. It's not that big of an ordeal. It's easy to integrate into your lifestyle.
Wow. And now, come on, you must be eating like tofu and celery, right? You're just eating like celery and...
No, I'm eating real food.
You're eating real food. Now, Bill, you realize that sounds too good to be true, right?
Yeah, I know. I know it does. That's, you know, that's what I thought when I first came in to meet with Tom. I didn't get to meet with you. But when I first heard about the program and listened to you on the radio and then came in and met with Tom, you know, it all sounded too good to be true. But it's true.
Wow. Well, Bill, I am so excited for you. And can you tell me a little bit about, did you have any other health issues that you've seen any improvement in?
My blood pressure is getting into a much more healthy level.
Terrific. Do you remember what it was when you started?
Yeah, it was about 140 over 95.
Mm. Yep.
And it's down in the healthy range now. It's about 120 over 80 now.
Wait a minute. Bill, you were 140 over 95 and in 4 weeks you're 120 over 80?
Yeah.
Bill, now come on. Now that sounds impossible.
I know.
I mean, that's like the difference between I need to be on high blood pressure medication and now I don't need to be on any.
I know. It's amazing.
Wow. Now, Bill, high blood pressure, for those of you that don't have it or those of you that do, high blood pressure is a step away from a heart attack. You know, that's like your next step. You get high blood pressure. That's why they put us on medication so quick with high blood pressure, is because that's what can push us into a heart attack very easily. And you're telling me in 4 weeks you went from having high blood pressure to not having high blood pressure?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Bill, what is that worth to you?
It's priceless. It's just like you say, health is priceless.
Mm. Wow. Wow. And what are the people around you saying? Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, you probably will be when you get done. There'll be some people watching that transformation. Sounds like their brother. So that's exciting.
I hope so.
Wow. Well, do you realize that by losing 4 inches off your belly, you just gave yourself 20 years of life?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And, well, I cannot wait to hear what happens in your next 4 weeks. Would you be willing to call in after your next 4 week assessment and share with us how your progress is going?
Oh, definitely.
Well, fantastic. And Bill, is this something you think that you can really keep doing?
Definitely. It's a lifestyle change I've made and I'm committed to, and it's an easy lifestyle change and I'm committed to it. It's just easy.
Okay. Now, Bill, I'm just going to one more time, for the sake of people outside of the John Jubilee Transformation Experience culture, you just said something there that sounds too good to be true. You're telling me it's an easy change.
It is an easy change. I didn't expect it when I first heard you on the radio. I thought it was going to be a very difficult program, and then when I signed up and when I found out the details of the program and when I started doing them, it's not that difficult of a lifestyle change. It's really an easy thing to do.
Mm. Well, Bill, I didn't get to meet with you personally, but, you know, I'm just going to ask you, can you understand why this is so joyful for me that I would leave a 21-year career, you know, at the encouragement of Dave Ramsey to step out and do this full time with you having your experience? Do you realize what that means to me to be able to help you do that?
I can only imagine. I can only imagine that it must be very fulfilling for you.
Yes. Well, Bill, I celebrate with you. I am so, so, so excited for you. And I want to encourage you now. Look, you're doing good. You're doing good. Almost 30 pounds of fat. Your blood pressure is healthy. Now, good is the enemy of best. Good is the enemy of best, Bill. So I want you to dig in and you just keep staying steady. Steady wins the race. And I want to hear from you in 4 weeks. Would you do that for me?
I definitely will, and thank you so much for what you do.
You are so welcome, and thank you for your call today.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Well, oh my goodness. Well, there you go, friends. That's a real person talking about real transformation, real health at a cellular level. Hey, he had high blood pressure 4 weeks ago, and he does not have high blood pressure today. JohnJubilee.com, JohnJubilee.com. There's many other people with the same testimony, and that could be your testimony. Stay with me through the break.
Lose fat, get healthy, and find your joy. You're listening to America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Good story, a bad joke, and a whole lot of common sense. Phil Valentine, afternoons from 3 till 7 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day. Hey, the people that are calling in asking, yeah, that website is simply johnjubilee.com. It's johnjubilee.com, so you can log in. A lot of great information. See what the doctors say. See what professional athletes and permanently disabled people. Everyone can succeed on the John Jubilee Transformation Experience. No running, no sit-ups, and no heavy breathing. Hey, I am the demystifier. It is a myth. It's a myth that you have to work out hard. It's a myth that you have to work out long. It's a myth that you have to eat a bunch of organic or rabbit food to be healthy at a cellular level and to lose your fat. You can eat real food. You can do something that lasts for a lifetime. And if it's not sustainable, it's not real. If you can't do it when you're 99, it is not real. Hey, anybody maybe 20 years old could go run 5 or 10 miles. You can't do that your whole life. You end up needing a knee replacement or hip replacement. That's not sustainable. I teach you something that's simple, scientific, sustainable for a lifetime. I've got a caller here I'm going to pick up. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Good morning to you.
All right. Well, yeah, do you have a report there for me?
I do. I'm just, it's a beautiful Sunday morning. I'm just calling between Sunday school and church, but I've got great news after 8 weeks, John. I've lost 18 inches on my body. I've gained 20 pounds of healthy muscle and water weight gain, and I've lost 57 pounds of fat.
Whoa! In 8 weeks, Steve, 57 pounds of fat? Come on, that sounds impossible, brother.
John, I've gone from a 46 pant to a 40 pant, and I'm just tickled to death.
Oh, my word. Now, hey, all of the guys out there know, if you lose 6 inches in your actual pant size, you probably lost 10 inches in your belly.
I sure have. I look so much better, and Laura is very excited. She's transforming, too, and seeing good results. And we were healthy skeptics, John. We've stuck to the program. We've done what you urged to do in your program, and we've just been very just delighted with the results.
Now, Stephen, did I hear you right? You're actually calling me between Sunday school and church?
I am, John.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. Now, Steve, when you say you were a healthy skeptic, tell me what you were thinking when you started out.
John, I've kind of done the yo-yo thing like you have, like so many other people have. I've tried different Atkins and Mediterranean, different things, and I've lost some weight. I seem like I've gone back and gained more weight, so I was very frustrated. I've got a wedding coming up in the fall, a vacation trip in the fall to the beach, and I was just tired of being embarrassed at the way I look, John. And then so many people at work have noticed. So people are trying to find out what I'm doing. And I'm just trying to say, hey, you know, I'm just, it's a number of things I'm doing. Let me get finished and I'll tell you more about it. But people are noticing, and I'm glad to, you know, I'm glad to be an advocate for the transformation process.
Well, thank you. And Steve, how are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, John. I'm feeling good about, you know, feeling good. I wake up pretty much feeling good. I feel good about the way I look. I feel good about the progress I'm making. Excited about, you know, a wedding and a beach trip. Laura and I have enjoyed the transformation together in more ways than one. And so yeah, we're just very excited. And we were skeptics. We were healthy skeptics, beloved skeptics, John. Yeah, I just didn't know if it would work. I challenged you to see if it worked. And you said, Steve, it will work. And so you've proven yourself correct, John. And I encourage anybody else to just go to the website. You know, bring your skepticism with you, but go to the website. It's something that does work, and real people are showing that it works.
And let me just recap, because you're talking fast, and I know you're in a hurry. And thank you again so much for calling in between Sunday school and church.
Sure.
But Steve, did you 57 pounds of fat in how long?
8 weeks, John.
8 weeks. 8 weeks. 57 pounds of fat. Now that sounds too good to be true, Steve.
I would have doubted it, John. I didn't think it was possible. I've done other things. Tried other programs, whatever, and would work for just a minute, but just kind of never got beyond losing about 10 pounds. And I've already, on the scale, I've lost nearly 40 pounds, but also we know with the hydration, you know, you hydrate your body and you build some muscle mass. I built muscle, I've built some bone density, all the good things you want to see. So that's why I think I've seen the good results. We've been trying to go textbook with what you're saying to do. And we had great results, and we can't be happier.
Well, Steve, it must be really hard, though, right? I mean, you got to be working out 2-3 hours a day to lose 57 pounds of fat in 8 weeks.
You'd be surprised, John. It's not that difficult. Make some minor adjustments in your lifestyle and your schedule. But, you know, you're not spending hours in the gym. You're not depriving yourself at meals. You're doing some things that, you know, your science and the wellness things indicate and suggest you should do. You put together a total package of things that work in combination, and we're seeing results, and we could, you know, we're living proof.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you know, and I'm sharing that so that, you know, our listeners can hear me say out loud, I know it sounds too good to be true, but it is true, isn't it?
It is true, John. I would have doubted it until I've gone through it personally.
Yes. Well, Steve, I am thrilled, thrilled, thrilled for you. And hey, when you do your next 4-week assessment, would you call in and share with us and tell us how everything's going?
I will, John. I'll call you. It was good to see you this week, and certainly look forward to seeing you and your staff. And just had great experience in the transformation. I would encourage anybody to give it their full consideration. It will work for you.
Well, Steve, you're more of a man, and you're less of a man.
In all the right ways.
Well, congratulations. I'll let you get in there to church and tell your pastor I said hello.
I'll do that, John.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Have a great Sunday. All right. Well, that is so joyful, right? It's so joyful to get to hear real people doing real transformation. And you're hearing, these are real people, and you can go log on to johnjubilee.com. Most of these same folks that you hear call into the radio show, you know, they'll put their posts, they put videos on the web. Most of them do, might not be all of them, but if you log on there to johnjubilee.com, you get to hear real people that you can identify with. And my clients that I get to help, who all become my friends, by the way, because you certainly become friends with someone that helps you to open a safe that has a priceless treasure inside of it. And what is that priceless treasure that's behind that huge vault door? You open that vault, and inside that vault, when you use the 10 technologies that I teach, is optimal health at a cellular level and your true genetic blueprint. I'm so happy to tell you, I didn't know I could feel this good. I didn't know I could be this healthy. And oh, by the way, side effect, I look better today than I did 25 years ago. And so does my beautiful bride. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm always teasing her, saying, I wish you'd wear a sticker that says I'm 50. Get you a big button, because people think I've got some 25-year-old, hot supermodel, for a wife. But I'm telling you, optimal health at a cellular level is so joyful, because you get to be healthy. You get to be a participant, not a spectator in life. And it begins with just changing your thought process, changing your thoughts, choosing to think that way of saying, I'm going to choose to be a participant in life. I'm going to choose to see what the real me can really feel like and be like. You've heard people already call in today that had high blood pressure just 4 weeks ago, cured of high blood pressure. What is that worth? You and your health are the only two priceless things on this planet. And if you don't think so, when you sit down at your next family meal, look around that table and say, hey, I have a question. What am I worth to this family? And then zip your lip and just be quiet and listen. Listen for the answer. It's going to feel awkward. Nobody asks questions like that in this world today. But you sit down at your next family meal and say, what am I worth to this family? And wait for each person to give you a real answer. That real answer will shock and amaze you, because you are priceless and your health is priceless. I want you to be there for your family. I want you to enjoy your family in a way that maybe you haven't for years. I want to help change this world one person at a time. I want to start with you. You can be the best you that you can possibly be. You're priceless. Hey, I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority, on Super Talk. Stay with me through the break.
Now is the time to start. Call John at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. The lead attorney in the defense of the Constitution.
Mark Levin. Mark Levin.
Weeknights at 7 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day. I am so joyful to be sharing transformation with you today about true health, optimal health at a cellular level. Something that's real, something that's simple, something that's scientific, and sustainable. Yes, 16 years later, I can share with you, I never gained back a pound, healthier than I've ever been, stronger than I've ever been, feeling great and able to share an experience that I know is real, the real deal with you. And we're going to take another caller right now. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm on. Oh.
You're on. You're on the air.
I guess you gave your personal assistant's phone number, and I called her, and she was really, really great. And I'm so excited. I'm going to start next week. I'm going to come in, and I've been just so hyped all week, and I had to listen to you this morning. And I've listened to you since you started, and it's taken me this long to kind of go, yeah, it's time to transform.
Wow. All right. Well, Karen, guess what? You're in the exact same position as my radio producer, Jonathan.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that?
Oh, really?
Yes. He's been with me from day one producing the show, and he just signed up himself to do the transformation.
Well, it's really weird, because I kept going, oh, I need to sign up. I really should try this, and I should do this. And I keep hearing everybody, and it excites me when I hear everybody go, well, gosh, I bet I could do this too. And then a couple things, you said your wife's weight, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, that's me.
Karen, did you see a picture of what my wife looks like now?
No, I haven't been on. I don't get on the computer, so that's probably why it took me so long to do this. But
okay.
I kept going. No, he's too good to listen to. So I've decided, and I've been so excited all week. I can't believe it, and I don't come in until Tuesday. And I was just like, okay, it's I'm going to do this. It's transformation time. That's all I'm saying all week.
So all right,
I'm excited, and I look forward to being there. And I look forward to the opportunity, I should say.
Yes, yes. Well, Karen, can I ask you, what was it that finally got you to take that step for yourself to choose to do a transformation?
Just listening to you, and I like the idea of being healthy. I mean, you know, it's just I'm 62, and I, you know, want to be healthy. I am healthy, but, I mean, I want to know that every part of me is healthy.
Yes. Now, Karen, have you heard Virginia? Have you heard Virginia, the 81-year-old?
Yes, yes. So I listen to all those, and I go, see, that's me in 20 years. I better kick butt and do something.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know.
I don't want to miss out the 20 years.
That's right. That's right. Why wait? Why
well,
wait?
Well, I listen to your son, very inspiring. And listening to you talk about playing with the kids and just the things that, you know, I think everybody sits back and goes, whoa. And then it's terrible, but excuse me, I keep going around to different people and I, you know, at the store or something, I look at them and I go, see, you could use a transformation just as much as me.
Yes.
Yes. It's like, whoa, wait till I'm transformed before, you know, but I know some people that, you know, if I transform myself, they'll be going, wow, Karen, what did you do? So I'm waiting for that, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know that they will jump on the boat after they see I do something. So,
yes, yes.
So we'll have lots of healthy people.
Yes. And Karen, can I ask you, what was it that my son said that was inspiring to you?
Well, just the way he said that he realized that it was important for him to be healthy like his dad. I was like, whoa, aren't we looking at our kids going, should we be healthy as our kids? So, and his you did his soccer team or something for him.
Yes.
Excuse me. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, what a way. And for your son to look up to you and follow through, that has to say a lot about the program because, you know, you don't get a kid to be able to stand up and say that and follow through with it. And when he can talk about feeling healthier, and I'm thinking, this is a kid talking.
So, yes.
Yes, well, it's amazing.
Well,
amazing.
And Karen, for those that didn't hear that story, I'll just share it real quickly. Yeah, my son Jonathan, in his 20s, he was donating his time to be a camp counselor for this inner city camp and other kids. And while he was away, he plays on an ultimate frisbee team, which was a game played on a football field. It's like soccer, football with a frisbee.
Right.
And a lot of running, a lot of activity, all college age kids in their 20s. And they called me and said, Mr. Jubilee, would you please substitute for Jonathan since he's gone at Barefoot Camp? And I said, sure, I'll come. And in Tennessee, it gets pretty hot here. For those of you across the country, a Tennessee summer is hot. It's humid. And this was last summer. And if you go look in the records, it was 106 degrees. It's 106 degrees here. And I was playing three games a day.
Amazing.
And I never came off that field because those boys wouldn't let me, Karen, because I was doing good. I was representing well for the Jubilees. And my son said, Dad, they are blowing up my Facebook. They say, your dad is amazing and, you know, out there playing with all the 20-year-olds. And Karen, what's so amazing about that is 16 years ago, I couldn't have done it. 16 years ago, I couldn't have done it because I was bone on bone in my knees and I was so sore. I was sore for playing for 15 minutes with my little boys in the backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And so I love to share that story because that's redemption. You know, that's...
It truly is. I mean, it's so exciting just to think about it. And all the people that are already on the program, I'm jealous that I didn't start when you guys did. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm preparing myself. I'm transforming. This is time for transformation all the way around.
Well,
and I'm just looking forward to it.
Yes. Well, I am so excited for you to get started, and it'll be so fun. You're going to be one of these people. You're going to call in after your first 4 weeks, and you're going to share your results, and you're going to be an inspiration to others.
I hope so.
Well, I'm proud of you for finally stepping out and honoring yourself and doing this.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, great.
And I look forward to Tuesday. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Well, may I just encourage you, why wait? Why wait? I'm so delighted that Karen's willing to call in and share. You know, for all these transformers, she's heard testimony after testimony after testimony. Then she finally decided to do something for herself. And I'm looking right through the glass at my radio producer. He has the same experience. My son is Jonathan, and my radio producer is Jonathan. So that's my favorite name is Jonathan. And so I'm happy to share with you that, you know, Jonathan himself, Jonathan, my radio producer, after hearing all these testimonies of all these people, said, hey, I want to get healthy at a cellular level. I want to see what my true genetic blueprint is. And he decided, hey, I'm going to take that step for myself. So can I just encourage you, honor yourself today. Why wait? Why wait? I have a saying, and if you were listening earlier, you heard one of my callers, actually, he said it. It's my quote, my beautiful, beloved skeptics, my beautiful, beloved skeptics. And you heard a man call in that's lost 57 pounds of fat in 8 weeks. And he said, I was one of your beautiful, beloved skeptics. Well, why was he skeptical? Because he's intelligent. If you have no skepticism, you have zero intelligence. When it comes to weight loss is false hope for sale. Let me say that again. Weight loss is false hope for sale, and we're buying it by the billions. We're buying the false hope because we so desperately want to believe that something really works, but it doesn't work for the long term. Transformation is real. Transformation is real. I am demystifying. Weight loss is false hope for sale, but transformation is real. It's simple, scientific, and sustainable. And you can do it. You can get healthy at a cellular level. I have clients that need to lose zero fat, but they need to get healthy at a cellular level. Or they need to gain some lean muscle mass. And I have clients that need to lose 100 pounds of fat. And transformation works for everybody. It works for the superstar athlete, and it works for the permanently disabled person because it's real. Go to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. And find out what's real. I want to change this world one person at a time. You and your health are priceless. JohnJubilee.com. I want to change this world one person at a time. And I want to start with you. So stay with me through the break.
Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
An awesome and amazing day. Hey, welcome back to the show. If you didn't get to hear that first half of the show, wow, you missed some amazing things. We had a caller that called in 4 weeks into his transformation, lost almost 30 pounds of fat in 4 weeks. And I said to him, come on, that sounds too good to be true. He said, I know it sounds too good to be true, but it is true. His blood pressure went from high blood pressure to healthy blood pressure in 4 weeks. And I said, come on, that sounds too good to be true. He said, I know it sounds too good to be true, but I'm a healthy 120 over 80 after having high blood pressure in just 4 weeks of the transformation. He lost 4 inches in his waist in 4 weeks. I said, come on, that sounds too good to be true. He said, I know, but it is true. I had another caller call in and on Sunday, and he's heading between Sunday school and church, literally. So he's in the church building, called me on his cell phone. He said, John, I just had to call you. I lost 57 pounds of fat in 8 weeks. I said, come on, that sounds too good to be true. He said, I know, but it is true. 57 pounds of fat in 8 weeks. He said, every other program I ever tried before, I could lose 5 to 10 pounds, and then that would be it. I would hit that plateau. Haven't we all been there, friends, where we hit that plateau, and really all we lost was 5 to 10 pounds of water and muscle? Because weight loss is a myth. Weight loss is a myth, but transformation is real. And that weight loss myth, what happens is we lose water, we lose muscle, we lose bone, and we lose some fat, and our metabolism drops, and we're going to gain our fat back faster than ever. Isn't that your story? Because it's sure mine. It's sure mine. For 10 years, I was on that yo-yo roller coaster of weight loss, weight gain, weight loss, weight gain, weight loss, weight gain, and I learned all of that is a myth. Fat loss is what we're really looking for. Fat loss. We want to gain healthy hydration. We want to gain healthy muscle. We want to gain healthy bone density. We want to lose fat and lose inches. That is optimal health at a cellular level. That's transformation. And so that's what I teach. Hey, we got another caller right now. We're going to pick him up here. Super Seth. Good morning, Super Seth. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you taking my call. How are you?
Well, I am fantastic. Thank you for calling in. I love that name, Seth.
Oh, thanks. There aren't very many of us.
There is not very many Seths, and you need to go give your mama a big kiss for giving you a great name like that.
Good plan.
Well, you know what, Seth? Sometimes I tease my mom. I said, what happened? Did you panic in that delivery room? Just said, John? Because, you know, there's about 30 million Johns in the world.
Oh, yeah, true.
But it's a good name, and I'm happy I've got it. It's actually a family heritage name. But Seth, thank you for your call today. You got a report for me?
I do, yes. I'm very excited. I just had my 8-week evaluation, and I am up 4 pounds of muscle.
4 pounds of muscle. That is awesome. That is amazing.
What makes that so awesome for me is that when I started, my right arm was in a sling.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't shuffle. I couldn't lift with that arm. There was very little I could do because I was still coming back from surgery. So
yes.
I'm anticipating a lot more than that now that I can use both arms.
Wow. So, Seth, you literally started, and when you started, you had your arm in a sling. You had a surgery. What type of surgery did you have?
Rotator cuff.
Okay.
I had torn up a bunch of stuff up there.
Okay, now, so you didn't tear that up on your transformation?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay, so you had that coming in.
Yes.
So you were kind of a wounded eagle there.
I was.
But you started anyway. Well, that's pretty amazing.
Well, I was at a crisis point in my life, and I needed something to help me get on track, to stop the binge eating, to, you know, to find a way to get healthy. I was so sick and have grown out of my clothes, and was just at that point where I was actually taking a fenugreek at night to keep from throwing up during the night because I had abused food so badly during the day. And I just needed hope. And this was my way out, and I'm very excited. I had 9 pounds of healthy hydration gain, lost 40 pounds of fat.
Wow. Wow. Seth, now Seth, you're telling me you lost 40 pounds of fat in 8 weeks?
I did, yes.
Now Seth, I'm just going to step outside of the John Jubilee Transformation Experience culture for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Seth, that sounds too good to be true.
It does. And I'm just not sure I believe it now. I stand there and look in the mirror and I think, you know, I've lost 8 inches from around my belly.
Wow.
I used to look like I swallowed a watermelon.
Oh, no.
And now it's almost completely flat. I can see the top half of my abs. I have a little tiny bit of pooge left at the bottom. And I can't believe what I'm looking at. But it's for real.
Seth, do you realize, now, just 5 pounds of fat is a little bigger than a loaf of bread. So that's like 8 loaves of bread in
mm-hmm.
8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's just disgusting. But it was there. It was really there.
Now, Seth, go back in time, 8 weeks. 8 weeks. You know, obviously you were at a point of desperation.
And
thank you for being vulnerable to share that, because I'm sure there's a lot of other people in that same boat. What was it, Seth, that caused you to finally take a step to try transformation?
Well, I've got to give the hand of Providence complete credit. I had been praying for almost a year. Lord, I'm trapped. I'm suffering, and I don't know what to do. I don't have the motivation to quit. I don't know what to do to get out. I've tried all kinds of things, and I don't know what to do. The things that I've tried haven't worked. I was running and trying to control my own eating, and I wasn't making any progress. And the Lord changed me inside and made me ready. And one day, we got out of church early, and I turned the radio on, and there you were. And the timing of all of that lined up just perfectly for you to say the things I needed to hear. And I came down to your office, and we got started.
Wow. And Seth, what was it that you heard? What was it that you heard that gave you at least a little spark of hope that you could change?
I'm a rule lover, and you presented the idea that there were 10 technologies that if I followed them, it would work. And I thought, well, you know, I've heard that kind of thing from lots of sources, but I'm going to go check this out. At least it'll be a learning experience. So I was attracted by the fact that there was a system, a complete system. And then what actually set the hook, so to speak, if we were fishing, was the story you told about eating waffles at 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know where you were or what you were talking about, but I was thinking, you mean when I get done building the house, then because I was really depressed thinking about how little I was going to be able to eat for the rest of my life if I really got a hold of myself. And when I realized that once I built the house and got to move into it, I could eat again, I really got excited about that. That set the hook.
Mm. Wow. Well, Seth, and if I may just take a moment for those of you that are hearing Seth share this, What he's talking about is, one night I actually got a phone call. For those of you that don't know, I have a lot of celebrity clients. I never name drop my celebrities, but I'd gotten a call from, really well-known singer, actually. They just flew into Nashville. They called me, John, could you come meet us at the Waffle House? And we were in there at the Waffle House at 1:30 in the morning, and I was having an omelet and a pecan waffle and extra crispy hash browns and a large chocolate milk. And some of the guys that didn't know me that came in had, were like, what in the world? What's up with that rocking body eating all that food? And I said, hey, I built my house and now I'm living in it. Because I teach you build a house and you get to move in your house. And when you move in your house, you just have to maintain it. And maintaining a house is 10 times easier than building it. So we build it, we get a healthy metabolism. And then absolutely, we get to use our taste buds because God gave us taste buds because food tastes good. And nothing wrong with eating good food, but we just have to build our house first. And so, Seth, I am so happy to hear you say that because, when I was first starting to help people with transformation, I almost didn't want to share those types of stories because I thought they might get the wrong idea. And I knew what they expected me to say when they said, well, what do you eat? I knew they would expect me to say what? Chicken breast and broccoli, right?
Right.
or I'm a vegetarian. And I finally learned to powerfully embrace the fact that, hey, it is a good thing, right? That's inspiring that we can build our house and then we can move into it and we can eat real food. And Seth, yesterday I was at the mall at the marble slab. You know what that is?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's that awesome ice cream, that really creamy ice cream. And I love that birthday cake ice cream. And I actually was, getting me a big old marble slab ice cream of the birthday cake with some stuff in it. And there was a couple standing there from Vanderbilt that knew me that was Transformers. And they said, they go, man, you really have built your house. You're really living in it. We caught you right in the act, of using those taste buds, eating that big old ice cream there. But Seth, can you stay with me through the break? I'll talk to you a little more.
Sure.
All right. Well, friends, stay with us. We're going to talk to Seth a little bit more. You can go on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. Hear real stories from real people, real transformation. I'm John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority. Stay with me through the break.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Looking for some direction?
Ralph Bristol can get you to work and
explain the issues of the day. Weekday mornings on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, I hope you stayed with us through the break. We got Seth on the phone and we're going to pick him back up. Hey, Seth, thank you for hanging in there with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, for those folks, Seth, that are just picking back up, would you just kind of give a little recap of your transformation, please?
Sure. The big things I'm most excited about are I've lost 40 pounds of fat, 8 inches off of my belly. I've gained 9 pounds of water, 4 pounds of muscle. And I'm almost down 2 full pant sizes. I started from a 38 that were cutting me in half, and I'm going to have to go buy some 34s.
All right. Well, make sure you just buy one pair, Seth, because in about 4 weeks, you're going to need some 32s.
Good advice.
Well, Seth, let's just back up 8 weeks. And before we do, though, for those of you that are just maybe listening for the first time, when we talk about transformation and you hear Seth sharing these numbers, the old myth, and we want to demystify, is weight loss is what we're just looking for. And we go and we look at our scale, we lost some weight. But on all those other weight loss programs, what happens is you're losing water, you're losing muscle. You don't want to lose water or muscle. You want to lose fat and you want to lose inches. So when you hear Seth say he lost 8 inches on his belly, is there anybody out there that would like to lose 8 inches on their belly and would like to gain 4 pounds of healthy muscle? We know that muscle looks great. It causes positive chemical reactions in our body. And most importantly, and great news for Seth, that 4 pounds of healthy muscle will eat 40 pounds of fat every single year for the rest of his life. And if Seth doesn't have 40 pounds of fat, which he won't have because he is transforming, he's going to get to eat a whole bunch, over 100,000 extra calories a year, because that fat will eat all those calories. Isn't that good news, Seth?
That is fantastic news.
So that means, Seth, you're going to have to, you know, find a good Waffle House and get you a good pecan waffle. You know, you're going to have to go to the Cheesecake Factory and have a little cheesecake. You know, you're going to have to eat some extra stuff, Seth, because you don't want to shrivel up.
I'm excited about that.
Yes. Yes. And for those of you that didn't hear initially, Seth actually started with a broken wing. He'd had rotator cuff surgery. And Seth, let's just back up. And again, I'm just stepping outside of, if I wasn't John Jubilee and I didn't have my own personal transformation that's sustained for 16 years, Seth, a guy with just came out of surgery that loses 40 pounds of fat in 8 weeks, Seth, that sounds impossible.
And I wouldn't argue with that at all. It's one of those things that I wouldn't have believed had there not been substantial proof. And, you know, I went online and listened to some of the stories and like, okay, you know, anecdotal stuff, that's all wonderful. Maybe that can happen for me. I didn't realize how probable that was, but I was willing to give it a try, and I'm so glad I did.
And Seth, now, did you fall in the category of a beautiful, beloved skeptic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very true.
Well, good. Well, good, Seth, because you know what that tells me? You're an intelligent man. You're an intelligent man. Because when it comes to weight loss, everyone should be skeptical. And I don't know if you heard earlier, but when Steve called in, he said, I was definitely a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but he encouraged people. He said, you go on to johnjubilee.com, he said, and take your skepticism with you when you go.
That's great.
Well, Seth, what would you share? What would you say to somebody if they were just sitting down with you, sitting in your living room, and they also were skeptical?
I would say there's no risk. You're going to try something anyway. If you're uncomfortable and you want to make a change, you're going to do something anyway. Do something that has this kind of a track record. Do it scared, do it afraid, do it skeptical, just do it. There's nothing to lose.
Mm. That's good. That's good. Well, actually, there's two things they could lose. They could lose their poor health. They could lose their fat.
That's true. Yeah, very true. I was referring to the things they thought they might lose.
That's right.
Or waste time or money or whatever. And it's like, no, those are not issues. Go ahead. Do it skeptical. It will prove it to you. You will prove it to you.
Yes, yes. Well, Seth, thank you for your inspiring call today and for just being open, authentic, sharing your real story about your real transformation. Is there any final word you want to share?
I encourage anybody to give it a shot. It has really changed my life. I appreciate it, John.
Well, Seth, I appreciate you. I look forward to hearing from you in 4 weeks.
You will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Well, there you go. JohnJubilee.com. JohnJubilee.com. Seth got on there. He looked around. he heard enough empirical evidence, enough anecdotal evidence that caused him to take a step to transform his life, and you can too. Honor yourself. You can transform. I want to change this world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Making the doctors healthy. John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
It's what Nashville talks about. Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome and amazing day. Hey, we are having an incredible show this morning. Wow. I am inspired. I am inspired by the folks that that are calling in, and I am so joyful to get to share transformation. For those of you that maybe this is your first time tuning in, I'll just give you a quick recap, but obviously we have a lot more information for you on the website on johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. You can just log in there. Hey, I was a banker. I was a banker for 21 years, and I had a banker belly and banker man boobs, and I had bone on bone in my knees. Ouch. That hurt. I was Mr. Rice Krispies. I woke up every morning and snap, crackled, and popped. That was not a good thing. And I remember my turning point was after playing with my boys in the backyard one day for maybe 15 minutes, about 2 days later, I had a thought. I had a thought that said, ouch, man, that hurt playing with those boys. I wish I wouldn't have done that. And then as I thought deeper, I thought, you got to be kidding me. I am wishing I hadn't played with my boys because I'm in pain. I need to change that. I don't want that to be my legacy with my children, is that dad was on the couch because he was in pain or because he wasn't able to participate in our life. And so I took a picture of myself because in my mind, I was thinking, I'm not in that bad a shape. And when I saw that picture, I looked like I swallowed a small truck tire. That's right. I'm looking at my man boobs and looks like I swallowed a truck tire. And I thought, man, I feel bad. I look bad. I don't want this to be me. But I was so frustrated of everything that had happened for all of those past 10 years of trying to lose that truck tire, where I was losing muscle, I was losing water, I'd lose some fat and I'd gain it back. And it was just like insanity of keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Nothing was sustainable until I did all this research and I implemented 10 technologies. Those 10 technologies caused me to gain muscle, to gain healthy hydration, to get hydrated and healthy at a cellular level. And the side effect was optimal health and fat loss. No water loss, no muscle loss, no bone loss, only fat loss. And I lost 10 inches in my stomach. Hey, that'll make a difference. That'll make your watermelon go away. And lo and behold, I was going, what in the world are those protrusions? And those were little abdominal muscles popping out there. And man, was I a happy camper. I had no idea. I had no idea how healthy I was going to be. And I'm happy to tell you that I'm healthier and stronger today than I was 25 years ago. And that is no exaggeration. I'm just sharing real life with you. And that's what I do. I share real life, real transformation, something that's simple, scientific, and sustainable. And I am so thankful, and I love to give credit to one of America's heroes, Dave Ramsey, who sat me down 6 years ago. For 10 years, friends, for 10 years, I helped hundreds of people for free. Now, you can't have a more pure heart than that. I was just helping people because I wanted to share the experience of what happened to John Jubilee. I got healthy at a cellular level, and I was able to participate with my children for their whole life, to coach them in every sport, football, basketball, soccer, get out there, play with them, enjoy life with them, participate in everything, go on all those crazy, dangerous, scary slides at the water park, you know, that that make your heart come up in your throat. I was able to participate in my children's lives. And I've got seven kids, four boys, three girls from 16 to 23. And I love living life and participating with them. And I want to encourage you to be a participant in life. But this is real. It's real. And when I did it, I got healthy and I've stayed healthy. And I'm happy to tell you that it's possible at any age. If you've heard my beautiful friend who's become a dear friend of my wife and I, Virginia, call in, 81 years old. She lost 40 pounds of fat, gained 8 pounds of healthy muscle at 81 years old. And she didn't think it was possible, but she was finally tired of those little fat rolls hanging over. And she stepped out at 81 years old and said, I'm going to try this. And she tried it and she did it. So I can tell you that whether you're 8 years old or you're 80 years old, you can do it. Whether you're a superstar athlete or you're permanently disabled, you can do it. I had a woman in Georgia. She lost 40 pounds of fat sitting in a chair. And you can log on and look at her story. Her and her husband, Andy, had an amazing transformation. And they have a post. They have a post that they put up on the website on the johnjubilee.com. All I do is share an experience. And I share the experiences of 5,000 other transformers that have had successful transformations. Because if you're willing to do 10 things that are so simple, if you can count to 10, you can do it. If you can flip on 10 light switches, you can do it. You can transform and be in optimal health at any age. Hey, I got a caller here from Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Don. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Well, fabulous. Well, Don, you had an amazing transformation, and could you just introduce yourself and share a little bit about your testimony?
I'm Alan from Greenwood, Indiana, and I met John probably back in November. Took him a little bit of time to convince me because I really didn't think that I was fat because I had done a lot of athletic stuff and, you know, I was doing pretty well, but there were a lot of underlying things that were wrong, and I was starting to notice them because I am 55 years old. And so we got to talk, and we got to talk. It took me a couple of weeks to really decide and make a commitment to do that. What a commitment that was. I'm telling you, Bob, this has been the most amazing journey over the last 9 months for me because I continue to do it because it's become a lifestyle for me now, not just an 88-day transformation. That's what I really like about this. It doesn't just stop at 88 days. It transforms your whole life so that you can continue to do this your whole life. I love this. So I went from 250 pounds, which I should have been wearing 42-inch pants, but I refused to buy any bigger than 38. You know, so that gave me that little lap over thing that all the guys get, you know. And so now Monday, I just went shopping Monday, and I bought some new jeans, 30-inch waist.
30 inches.
30-inch waist jeans. I couldn't believe it.
Don Allen, you're a rock star.
Is that unbelievable? 30-inch waist jeans. It's unbelievable. I don't know if I can get into 29 jeans. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into 29. Because I'm telling you, I'm getting all the fat off me, and there's a difference between losing fat and losing weight. You know, you taught me that because, you know, a lot of people go around, I think I'm going to lose some weight. Well, you can lose some weight, you know, just, you know, quit eating for a day. But you showed me how to lose fat, which is all the difference.
Wow.
I've put on muscle. I've put on water weight. I was severely dehydrated when I started this. You had showed me that. And I've got my hydration level up. What a difference that's made, because every year in the wintertime, I'm sick. You know, we were just sitting down the other day talking. I wasn't sick all winter.
Wow.
I haven't had any of the symptoms like I usually normally have. I haven't been sick. I deal with stress better. I deal with, you know, I read a thing the other day I thought was really good. You're only one workout away from a good mood. And, you know, all these working out really does put you in a good mood.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. And Don, how much fat have you lost?
144 pounds.
Don, that's a person.
It is. It is a whole person. Okay. I didn't even know I had a whole person to hang on me. But you know what? We were messing around the other day, and I said, jump on my back. I had my daughter jump on my back. And she's not even 144 pounds. You know how tired I would be if I put her on my back and tried to carry her around all day long?
Yes.
And that's just amazing to think of it in those terms. But no wonder joints hurt. No wonder backs hurt. No wonder, you know, some of the things you had me do and take and do. The joints feel amazing. The skin looks amazing. My asthma. I don't have it now. Blood pressure, 144 over 86. Now it's 100 over 54.
Wow. Now, Don, let's back up and slow down for a minute, because so when you started, did you have joint pain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My knee, my left knee, you know, I could hardly walk up just the stairs to my upstairs. It would hurt. And I didn't even notice that, actually. But it's like no pain. Lower back, you know, down there in the hip joint area, I would have issues constantly with that, constantly to the point sometimes where I couldn't even walk hardly. And, you don't notice those things go away sometimes, but they're gone.
And Don, you mentioned your skin even looked better.
Oh, are you kidding me? Glows. I went to church this morning, hadn't seen a few people in a while. And they walked up to me, and they were like, are you Don? Yeah, you know me. You know me for 30 years. Oh, my gosh, you look unbelievable. And people look at me, and they tell me, oh, my, they're just like, over the top, you look good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, over the top responses I've never gotten before when I was younger, you know, and I wasn't this skinny.
Wow.
And but the difference is, I mean, I went to the doctor the other day, and I walked in, and the doctor didn't even know who I was, and I go there all the time.
Wow. Wow.
She goes, I didn't even know it was you. I mean, I can't believe it. Because she hasn't seen me since before I did this, and it was like she didn't even know who I was. She was thought I was somebody else.
Wow.
But she had the wrong chart. I'm like, oh, I mean, it's just those things. I mean, it's unbelievable. I look completely different. I feel completely different. It's awesome. I mean, but I bet there's 100 other health things I could sit here and tell you that's so much better that I don't even know yet.
So Don, let me back up. Tell me, what was your blood pressure when you started?
144 over 86. So I was getting up there.
Wow. Yeah, that's a dangerous blood pressure. And what is it today?
It was 100 over 54 when I had that taken Thursday.
Wow. Wow.
That's life-changing. That was 1 hour after working out.
Mm. That's
pretty cool.
Don, now let me just back up for a minute and just say this, Don, and I'm learning, you know, I'm so used to being in this world now for 16 years, but I'm stepping out of the John Jubilee Transformation Experience world for a moment, and I would just want to say this to you. Don Allen, that sounds impossible. That sounds too good to be true.
Well, you know, I can post a picture of me before and after online. If you would like to, I would be more than happy to do that. But I can tell you, you can come down to my salon in Greenwood anytime you want and take a look at me, and people that know me for all these years will tell you. So this is not magic, what he's talking about. It's not magic. It's really not that hard of work either. It's just changing the way you eat. And eating at the right times, and a little bit of exercise, but it's really not that much. It's not that hard. You know, and the more you lose, the more you want to do this, the more you start looking good, the more you really want to do it. I mean, it's not magic, but it kind of sort of is.
Well, Don, and of course, without giving away any of the 10 technologies there, and for those of you that listen in, we talk about the 10 technologies and, you know, all the clients sign a non-disclosure agreement for the intellectual property, you know, that we share, obviously. And, but Don, just hearing, you know, your blood pressure, you know, got healthy, you gained healthy muscle, your skin, you know, went from, you know, having challenges to being awesome and glowing, your joint pain went away. Now that just sounds, 144 pounds of fat sounds too good to be true.
Well, you know, when you deal with John Jubilee, too good to be true is not impossible.
Wow, that's profound, Don. That's profound. And
when you have God's blessing,
yes,
nothing is impossible.
That's right. Well, Don, you are a walking, living testimony that something that sounds too good to be true can be true. And I am thrilled and honored to be your friend and have helped you walk this journey, and looking forward to walking it more in the future. And folks, that's Don Allen, one of the greatest hairdressers in America. Got an amazing salon there in Greenwood. And I want to encourage you, go on to johnjubilee.com. Go on to johnjubilee.com. I think Don's going to put a post up there this week, and you can hear his story. And Don, if you would you be willing to put a blog on there this week?
Sure.
Okay.
You are amazing. You're amazing. You're a great friend, and I'll be more than willing to help you do anything you need.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, thank you for your call today. I appreciate it. I'm going to a break. Well, folks, I want to encourage you, go on to johnjubilee.com. You're going to be able to see that post and many others. Stay with me through the break.
He is John Jubilee, America's transformation authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It's what you should do. Michael DelGiorno, weekday mornings at 9 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, welcome back to the show. If you're not inspired to change your thinking after all these testimonials of real people sharing real transformation, hey, let me just encourage you one more time. Change your thought. Your thoughts have power. Your thoughts will direct your life. All it takes is one thought. How did you get married? You had a thought. I think I could spend the rest of my life with that person. How did you get the job you have today? You had a thought. I think I should apply for that job. Our thoughts, every powerful thing, life-changing thing in our life begins with a thought. Choose today to have the thought, maybe I can transform. Okay, be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. I love my beautiful, beloved skeptics. I love you. I love you, skeptical people. You're intelligent people. If you have no skepticism, you have zero intelligence. So bring your beautiful, beloved skepticism to johnjubilee.com, like other people have shared today, and choose to try a transformation, to be the best you can be. I'm going to take a call here. Good morning. Bruce, do I have you on there?
Yes.
All right. I gotcha.
Yes.
How are you this
morning?
Good morning.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm great. I was just in this week to see you for my two-month evaluation, my eight-week evaluation, and making even more progress. I'm very pleased.
Okay, so 8 weeks in, give me your report.
Well, most people think, you know, what have you lost on the scale? And so far I've lost 27 pounds when you measure my weight. Excuse me. But of that, actually, when you run through the numbers, fat loss, 54 pounds of fat.
54 pounds of fat. Wow. In 8 weeks.
Right. But I've actually gained 12 pounds of muscle.
Wow.
And hydration, that's the interesting one as well, because 17 pounds of hydration.
Terrific.
When I was just sitting here thinking about that, that's 17 pounds is over 2 gallons of water.
Yes.
And so I take on, and people think about, why do they keep eating? Well, I think your body gets confused about, are you dehydrated or are you hungry? And many times they say, well, I think I'm hungry, when actually they're dehydrated.
That's right. That's right. And really, their body's thirsty. And again, Bruce, without sharing any of the 10 technologies, part of what's happened during your transformation is, your cells became porous and you were able to uptake 2 gallons of hydration. And just think, if your car was 2 gallons of water low, that'd be pretty bad, right?
It certainly would.
Especially your car.
Yes.
Now, I just happen to know Bruce has a really cool car. And are you willing to share what kind of car that is, Bruce?
Oh, yeah. I've got a 2003 Porsche Boxster.
Yeah.
It was a fun car. And as I commented to you this week, it's a whole lot easier to get in and out of that car, as well as I fit in the seat a lot better now.
Yeah, well, I guess when you lose over 50 pounds of fat, that is a lot easier to get in and out of a small sports car like that.
That's right. Well, and I'm retired, and I know some people don't want to say how old they are, but I'm 66, almost 67 now, so.
Okay. All right.
And I certainly don't feel that way.
No. And since you said that now, so you're 66?
Yes.
Okay. 66 years old. How much muscle did you gain in 8 weeks?
12 pounds.
12 pounds of healthy muscle at 66 years old. Now, Bruce, I'm just going to say it. That sounds too good to be true.
Oh, some people might think it's too good to be true, but I'm glad it is true, because it definitely is true. And I've lost 8 inches off my waist so far.
8 inches off your waist in 8 weeks.
That's right. And I'm not done yet. But,
wow.
We were just out on Old Hickory Lake on the north side of Nashville yesterday with our daughter and son-in-law, and met up with our daughter's in-laws as well, and they were very surprised to see me, because I haven't seen them in a couple of months anyway, and certainly looked a lot different to them.
Wow. So, Bruce, let me just recap here, because I just got about a minute left.
Sure.
So, 66 years old, you lost over 50 pounds of fat in 8 weeks, gained 12 pounds of healthy muscle, 17 pounds of healthy hydration, and 8 inches off your waist.
That's right.
And that's really true.
It's definitely true.
Wow.
And this is not just transforming my body, it's transforming my life. So.
Wow. Well, thank you for your call today.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, John.
Okay. JohnJubilee.com. JohnJubilee.com. Real people, real transformation, real results. I want to help you.